This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Pro-Palestine protests on U.S. college campuses have not swayed President Biden's support of Israel. They have resulted in hundreds of arrests, more than 1,600, according to an Associated Press review. One student describing what they saw as they watched protesters at Fordham University in New York City Thursday.
But this is orchestrated, right? I mean, they all have the same signs. There's the same colored tents in there. This is orchestrated by somebody that's not here.
NYPD said almost half the arrests they made at Columbia University involved non-students presumed to be outside agitators. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is signing the repeal of a Civil War era abortion law recently upheld by that state's high court. It means Arizona law will now revert to a ban on abortion after 15 weeks. After a Thursday bill signing ceremony, Governor Hobbs railed against support for the 1864 ban.
A ban that was passed by 27 men before Arizona was even a state. A time when America was at war over the right to own slaves. A time before women could even vote.
Two Republicans joined with all Democrats in the Arizona State Senate Wednesday in voting to repeal the 1864 law. The U.S. State Department is accusing Russia of using chemical weapons inside Ukraine. U.S. officials say Russia violated the Chemical and Biological Weapons Act when it used chemical weapon chloropicrin against Ukrainian troops. It's one of the chemicals that was used as poison gas in World War I. Ukraine's blamed Russia for using the chemical in as many as 800 attacks as the ground war between the two countries continues. More testimony regarding former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen will be heard Friday at the ex-president's criminal hush money trial taking place in New York. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Donald Trump back in court for his criminal trial regarding hush money in New York. USA's John Schaefer has a recap from Thursday.
The former president criticized the timing of the trial before heading into the courtroom Thursday morning.
There's no case that should have never been brought, but if it was going to be brought, it should have been brought 8 years ago.
On the stand, the lawyer who represented the two women central to the trial denies any involvement in a hush money scheme. Keith Davidson, who represented both Playboy model Karen McDougal and adult film star Stormy Daniels, said that the $130,000 payment to Daniels wasn't intended as hush money to influence the 2016 election.
The reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore is estimated to cost nearly $2 billion. Maryland's transportation secretary informed the Baltimore Sun and the Washington Post Thursday that replacing the collapsed structure will likely come with a preliminary price tag ranging from $1.7 to $1.9 billion. He added the new bridge is expected to be completed by the fall of 2028. A lawsuit filed by an Oregon-based group of climate activists against the U.S. government has been dismissed. The group argued that the government's energy policies violated their rights to be protected from climate change. However, a three-judge panel in San Francisco ruled the case should have been dismissed back in 2020. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'll tell you, it is absolute madness. It is amazing. It's like you want to hide the kids because the insanity and the stupidity is so rampant. But maybe we should bring them out. You know, let them see what happens when you start seeing things according to your own eyes. Okay, turn your back on God. You turn your back on God, you ignore the truth. Or even disdain the truth, okay? And like we've said before, you know, truth no longer has become a defense. It's become an offense. So you got to wonder, okay, why is the truth offending people? You know, what is the psychology of our country and our culture these days that the truth is not setting them free? They're saying, hey, I don't want to be set free. You know, I just want to continue to be held in bondage. I'm happy here. I mean, really? That's who you want to align with? Well, JohnFleetwood.com is with us right now, and he's reporting on the House of Representatives' passage of legislation. Are you ready for this? It makes quoting the Bible a form of anti-Semitism. I told you there's madness here. Hey, John Fleetwood, can you bring some sanity to all this?
Hey, Bill. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
I'm trying to. You know, it's weird. I have this weird background. I have, you know, over a decade, I guess it's been longer than that, since 72807, mm-hmm. I've been involved in Christian ministry, pastoral positions. I've been on missions to Malawi and Tanzania. I was just on, missions in, Ukraine when that, you know, whole mm-hmm. dumpster right. fire happened. I went out there and was on missions, and I have 2 degrees in theology. I went to Biola and Liberty. And I'm also, mm-hmm. the other side of me, you know, I've been a managing editor. I'm the editor-in-chief now at JohnFleetwood.com that I founded. So I have this weird blend of love for theology and the Bible and Christ and also politics. And what I'm seeing is that a lot of people misunderstand what's going on with this Israel-Palestine conflict, or it's kind of brought up issues that have to do with Israel. A lot of right-wing Christians think, well, I have to support Israel, you know, because the Bible says so. And they think that, you know, if they don't just implicitly support the nation state of Israel, then America is going to get cursed. Another, right. another sort of issue for people is they think they need to pass these kind of laws because they don't want to be, you know, quote unquote, anti-Semitic. The problem is that this bill, this H.R. 6090 that the House just passed, is called the Anti-Semitism mm-hmm. Awareness Act of 2023. You might think off the bat, like, yeah, you know, anti-Semitism is bad, of course. But when you look into it, what this actually does in the bill, they did something sneaky. They said that they're now defining anti-Semitism to include, quote, the contemporary examples of anti-Semitism identified in the IHRA definition. But what is the IHRA? That's the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. Mm-hmm. So this is an international organization. It's a multinational international organization that set the definition for anti-Semitism that the House just passed in a bill last night. They said this is going to be the definition for anti-Semitism moving forward. Now, what are those contemporary examples of anti-Semitism that this IHRA are saying are forms of anti-Semitism? Well, they claim on their website that's referenced in this bill that was just passed by the House, it defines anti-Semitism as claims of the Jews killing Jesus, which is in, I mean, multiple Bible passages. When I put together an article on this, I found at least 10. And then just watching other people commenting on it. I mean, there's probably dozens out there. But I mean, in the Gospels, you know, it says the Pharisees, who were Jewish leaders, went out and plotted how they might kill Jesus. It's again in Mark and Luke, the other Gospels. It says the chief priests and the teachers of the law, the Jews, were looking for some way to get rid of Jesus. They were trying to secretly kill him, it says in Mark 14:1. In John, it talks about Pontius Pilate. He came out to the Jews who were gathered there, and he said, hey, I don't find any basis to charge this guy. What do you guys want to do with him? And the Jews said to crucify him. And they say, Jesus' blood is on our hands. You get passages in Acts where, for example, after Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension, the Apostle Peter addresses his quote, fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem. That was in verse 14. And he says, fellow Israelites, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him. As you yourselves know, this man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked man, put him to death by nailing him on a cross. There are other passages in Acts that say the same thing, at least two other ones in Acts 3 and 4 that say the exact same thing, but the most clear one is 1 Thessalonians 2, verses 14 through 16. This is where the Apostle Paul writes to the church in Thessalonica, and he says this. I'm just quoting the Bible here. Mm-hmm. You suffered, he's talking to the Thessalonians, you suffered from your own people the same things those churches suffered from the Jews who killed the Lord Jesus and the prophets and also drove us out. They displeased God and are hostile to everyone in their effort to keep us from speaking to the Gentiles so that they may be saved. In this way, they always heap up their sins to the limit. The wrath of God has come upon them at last. So 1 Thessalonians 2 says verbatim, the Jews killed the Lord Jesus. So these are just historical facts. I mean, right. Jesus is a Jew, so if you're a Christian, you worship a Jew. My wife is half Jewish. That makes my kids, you know, quarter Jewish. I know people debate, like, what makes you Jewish, what doesn't. But, right. Like, I worship a Jew because Jesus Christ is a Jew. Mm-hmm. And when I'm quoting Bible passages, this isn't anti-Semitism. This is just, number one, it's a historical fact.
Right,
and then,
exactly.
Number two, what this is doing, Bill, is it's testing people's commitment to biblical inerrancy. And if people don't know what inerrancy is, it means the Bible doesn't have any errors in it. The Bible is inspired. It's infallible. Is the Bible the Word of God or not? So this anti-Semitism bill, if you're for it, then what's going to happen is you can't quote those passages of Scripture. And unfortunately, you had a huge amount of House Republicans who voted yes on this. And if you want to see the list, I have it up on johnfleetwood.com. It's one of the top stories. You'll see it up there. But it's dozens and dozens of these, you know, supposed conservatives who ostensibly are pushing Christian ideals who just voted to make quoting the Bible a form of discrimination. The bill still has to go to the Senate, still has to be signed by Biden. But I mean, best case scenario, like, all these Republicans just didn't read the bill.
I was going to say, they don't read any bill, and they probably don't read the Bible either. So
So they're ill-informed on so many levels. Because what we get back to, John, the basic deal is the question that came from Satan, did God really say? You're questioning
right
the credibility of God Almighty. That's what it is. And this is a further instance and just a recalculation of what was said in the Garden of Eden. We've got to go to break. We've got more from John Fleetwood. Stay with us. It's just about 15 after right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. John Fleetwood from johnfleetwood.com continues our conversation. You know, this is the problem when you get the government involved that says so ill-informed on so many things. And when you think of issues of faith, even though there are people there in our government that claim, but you know, they're not scrutinizing this stuff, John, you know, enough to be able to just go along. And I think that the problem you have with anything of our government that involves a magnitude or an involvement of international, you know, bodies, you know, immediately that throws up red flags for me.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate to say this, but the best case scenario is that these Republicans who say they are Christians and believe the Bible is the word of God just don't really read it. And I know that's what the stats bear out, is that most people don't read the Bible, even Christians. It's a very small percent of Christians who actually read the Bible. And I mean, that's, I guess, is the best case scenario, is all these Republicans just don't know what Thessalonians says. They don't know what Acts says. They don't know what all the Gospels say, which is really sad. But that's the best case scenario, which is like, I mean, but what do we do? I guess the best thing is to know that this thing, number one, if you think this is ridiculous that your local representative, and I have all the names there listed on my article, if you go to johnfleetwood.com, you'll see all the names, and you can find and see if your representative is one of these ones who signed this bill that makes quoting the Bible a form of discrimination. Call them and express you don't like this, and then call your senator who represents you, because this bill is going to the Senate. It's going to get voted on. And if enough of us speak up and tell our senators, this is ridiculous, this is not representing me, I don't want to ban. You know, anti-Semitism, of course, should be rejected. But
yeah, but it has been. Why are we reinventing the wheel here, John? I mean, in America, we know what anti-Semitism is. Well, why are we wasting money with our elected officials when they should be dealing with the border or some other more important issues? But yet we're going to sit there and all of a sudden define, you know, invest this money and manpower to define anti-Semitism? What are we doing here? I mean, and not to mention the fact that here it is, they do it, and then they lean on an international body, but they assume because this international body and because it's tied with the Holocaust, like it is in fact, you know, that they have credibility, and we should just assume, you know, their tenets, right?
Yeah, it's who. I mean, who does this organization have ties to?
That's what I want to know.
That was one thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Does he have ties to George Soros? Do they have ties to these left-wing organizations? You know, as another motivation for this bill, you know, you kind of raised the First Amendment point. That's another thing. It's like, do we really want to be defining what people can say or not say?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's sort of a First Amendment issue. There's also an issue here of conflicts of interest, because the bill's sponsor, this Representative Mike Lawler, who Republican from New York, his top campaign contributors include these, quote, pro-Israel groups. If you go to opensecrets.org, which shows you who pays these politicians, you can see that Lawler, the guy who wrote this bill, receives money from these pro-Israel groups. I mean, it's literally his fifth largest contributor.
Donor, huh?
These pro-Israel groups. Yeah.
Yeah, but why would Israelis?
Yeah,
why would Israelis anyway? Why would they want to have this bill, this anti-Semitism bill? I mean, you know, it's like it's overkill. You know, to me,
well,
I mean, we've already have laws
language
against this. Yeah.
Well, there's other. That's a great question, and there's kind of an answer. If you go to the IHRA's website, which is I link in my article on johnfleetwood.com,
and I'm at it right
there,
now.
If you go to IHRA and it lists all the things it says, it includes as anti-Semitism criticism of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
If you link Israel with Nazis or you link Israel with whatever, and you claim that Israel has, like, if you say they have too much power, they have too much control in this or that industry, regardless of what it is, if you're criticizing Israel, you can't do that. That's a form of discrimination. Or if you think that some people have allegiances to Israel. Some American citizens, it looks like they have more allegiances to Israel than they do America. If you have any kind of criticism of Israel, they're going to categorize it as discrimination. So, of course, these pro-Israel groups don't want any criticism of Israel. Well, those same groups are then paying these politicians who go and sponsor and write these bills that forbid essentially any kind of criticism of Israel.
So it's an end around the First Amendment. So now you get anti-Semitism, you get this bill, and then you're going to get one for the Muslims, then you're going to get one for blacks, you're going to get one for Hispanics. You know, it's like here we're reinventing the wheel all over again, spending a lot of needless time and money on something that has been so well established. I mean, this is we already have a bill about hate speech. You know, so what else are we going to have? You know, more hate speech bills? This is absurd, John, I think, on his face.
And then the implications of this bill are necessarily that parts of the Bible are going to be determined to be discrimination, which means then, because that's what this is all about.
Christians are already being under attack anyway, and so now you give license to the Justice Department to go in and storm houses of worship because a pastor made reference to the Bible, you know, the Word of God, about Jews killing Jesus, right?
Yeah, that's right. And, I mean, we know this is going to happen as Christians. We've read Revelation, and we've read Jesus' words in the Gospels. I mean, he's promised that there's going to be tribulation. I'm studying Revelation right now. I was reading it this morning, and there's talk about trials and difficulties and tribulations that we're going to go through. We know we're going to be persecuted by all of the countries. So that's what this feels like. So we knew this stuff was coming. It's just when it happens, it just feels so Orwellian. That this could happen, mm-hmm. and that people who are representatives who supposedly represent the will of the people in America would go and then make parts of the Bible essentially verboten, forbidden.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Terrifying situation. Just very. It's indicative of a sad state that we're in.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, again, it's a war on Christianity. It has been going on for a while, and people of faith need to understand that you're in a battle. And what's happened is the church heretofore has kind of been laissez-faire about it. And whether it was the restrictions of COVID and what they tried to do, making churches, houses of worship as unimportant and non-essential entities during COVID, which was ridiculous. And of course, then you've got, speaking of liberty, here you've got the education department, goes after them and fines them for $14 million. And then there was also the university in Arizona that was fined. So, this is what's happening. Because the deal is, John, as you know, I mean, this country was built on Judeo-Christian principles, and that has been kind of our bulwark against this kind of madness that's been coming in over the years. I mean, this isn't the first time, but it's probably been the first time that America as a culture has been probably as vulnerable as it's ever been, because you have so many secularists and people who have determined to not listen and obey the Word of God, right? Got 30 seconds left. I'll let you wrap it up. Go ahead.
I appreciate that, Bill. I would just encourage everybody listening who thinks this is absurd to call your House representative, tell them that this is ridiculous that they passed this, and then second, make a phone call to your senator and tell them do not pass H.R. 6090. The Bible should not be forbidden.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
USA News Update. More testimony regarding former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen will be heard Friday at the ex-president's criminal hush money trial. Cohen was allegedly directed by Trump to pay off adult film star Stormy Daniels in the days leading up to the 2016 presidential campaign. The body of the fifth construction worker who went missing during the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore has been discovered. One airline is handing out vouchers related to flight nightmares in 2022. USA's John Schaefer.
Southwest Airlines will offer $75 travel vouchers for certain cancellations and delays mandated by the U.S. Transportation Department following the 2022 holiday meltdown. Passengers can claim a Southwest Love voucher if their flight is canceled or delayed within a week of departure, or if they arrive 3 or more hours later than planned.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to be talking with Patrick Byrne, yes, the former CEO of Overstock.com. First of all, congratulations, Patrick, for winning first place in the Firebird Book Awards political genre. Your book has definitely captured attention very quickly.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's an honor to be on your show. Thank you very much. Have you had a chance to read the book?
Well, I got to tell you, this is so compelling. You know, when people read your book, they're going to think, well, this is kind of like a novel, but this is a true story. This is you in danger close, domestic extremist threat number one comes clean.
Well, as they say in theater, it reads better than it plays. Okay, but it's a good read. And it wasn't as fun as it sounds. So it's an honor to win that award, and it's actually done very well. It was introduced just a month ago. Mm-hmm. If that, done very well on Amazon, number one bestseller in espionage and things like that.
Exactly. Well, first of all, explain the title to our audience, Danger Close, Domestic Extremist Threat Number One Comes Clean. Just so they understand.
Danger Close is a military term used when, say, a camp is going to be overrun and somebody's calling for artillery support and saying, more or less, I'm acknowledging that the enemy is so close to the wire, or we're being overrun, that you may as well be dropping the bombs on our head. We'll survive. And I'm referring to that because I think that's the current state of the United States. And I know that 2 years ago, the DHS was telling people that when asked, when sheriff's deputies, people were going for training. They, and you know, who do you fear more, Russia or China? DHS was telling people, we're keeping, you know, we fear both of them and we're keeping up both. But who we're most worried about is the guy Patrick Byrne and the movement he has going. And that movement is this movement on election integrity, people who doubt the integrity of our election systems and are working to fix that.
Exactly. Well, no doubt that you pulled back the veil on the deep state because you were there. I mean, you're on the front lines. You got a chance to look under the hood, so to speak, and what you saw had to just scare you. You know, thinking, you know, as you declare yourself as a libertarian, I guess conservative, libertarian Republican, I think is what you used, right?
Yes. Yeah, and I come clean with secrets such as I was deeply involved in the Hillary Clinton investigation. And I was deeply involved in the Russian collusion hoax. And what has been let out there is still a cover-up, and I'm not right. going along with it. These aren't theories. I was right. a participant. I was maybe the core participant in wow. some ways. And so these aren't conspiracy theories. Now, people can say I'm lying if they want, but they can't say there's some wacky conspiracy theory. This is a participant. And
exactly.
There's lots of stuff that mm-hmm. can be confirmed.
Well, you state the facts in such a way that, wow, either you're a great storyteller or you know what you're talking about. But, you know, I think some people are going to, you know, question and say, Patrick, how does an uber successful businessman such as yourself get involved in politics and, you know, with Hillary Clinton and all this backstage drama, so to speak?
Well, that's a fair question. And it's when I answer in that book, and I reveal in the book that I kind of had a lifetime of doing little favors for Uncle Sam when asked. And I describe that, how that came about in the book. I will note that as crazy as this may sound, General Michael Flynn, a 3-star general from the field of military intelligence, kind of the legend of his generation.
Yeah.
The field of
who wrote the foreword to your book? Yeah.
He wrote the foreword. And what does he say in the foreword? He says that this guy, I knew about this guy. This guy's for real. He's not making this up. He really did work in these capacities for the government. And he was aware of me when he was within the government. So he's vouched for the integrity of my story.
Exactly.
And I reveal all these inside secrets that have yet to see the, you know, the Durham Commission is like there's a 2-volume report on the Durham Commission, gave you just the second volume. There's a hidden first volume, metaphorically speaking. It really didn't start July 2016. It started July 2015. It was a setup from the word go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, as Flynn says, you know, and I'll quote him, he says, the unbelievable saga of bribery, blackmail, rape, and murder, more commonly the fabric of fictional narratives, is the reality of a man coerced into facilitating these deeds for our government. Patrick's testimony, he goes on to say, is genuine. The corruption he has unveiled is authentic, and the narrative becomes increasingly alarming as it unfolds. Patrick, no doubt you became the target of the deep state because you didn't believe the numbers. You didn't believe what happened in 2020. I maintained that this was a conspiracy that was years in the making that led up to January 6th even. Some people think January 6th, you know, was something that just organically exploded. But this was a setup that was months, if not a year, at least in the planning. What do you say?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, they did it in Germany as well in August where they did the exact same trick. There's a party in Germany called the Alternative for Deutschland, AfD, that of course in our press gets described as far right. It's really sort of a centrist. If you mapped it onto our prospects, you would see it was a centrist Democrat, other than they don't like immigration. But they're not far right about them. So anyway, they had a demonstration down at the Reichstag, and they were demonstrating against something, but it was their version of the story is they got invited in. The doors were opened and they got invited in to parliament. And then once they got inside, there were hundreds of cops and it all turned, it was all staged. The cops turned it into a fight. But the way the press portrayed it was, oh, these right wingers, you know, stormed the Reichstag. And now we need special new laws to protect us from these right wing extremists. And that's how the socialists are taking power. That happened in August 2020. And then they ran the same game on us in January 6th, 2021.
So it's like a pre-op to the real op domestically, in a sense. And you know, Patrick, I got to tell you, you're the first that I've heard to put it in that context.
of the German
term? The German, you know, pre-op. In the sense, I say it's a pre-op, but I mean, you know, it was, you know, they probably... go ahead.
I would call that an information operation. It's staged and channeled. They opened the doors just at the moment they needed to stop there from being the senators were beginning to address the electoral votes from, I forget which state, but it was just about to start to begin where the objections were raised. And they opened these 20-ton steel doors and let the crowd in. It was producer-driven. Now, it's not to say MAGA didn't get suckered, but it was producer-driven event, like the Spice Girl.
And it continued on through the January 6th committee hearing, which was... So you're watching this, and you know that there is a conflict here, that this is a total lie.
Yeah, I understand them. I took out $50,000 of ads around Washington and on the Internet telling the J6 committee, look, I'll take all responsibility. Have me in. Just have me in, and I'll tell you. They would not talk to me until I shamed them. And then eventually, that's because the truth that I know, and I was in the middle of it all, conflicts with the narrative, the fake narrative they want to create. I actually have been told that the lead investigator went at Mark Harris, who was fair enough. He said, treated me nicely. He said that afterwards, when people asked him why didn't the J6 go anywhere, he said it fizzled because Patrick Byrne covered for Trump. Well, I did not cover for Trump. I just told the truth. And my truth put a guardrail around the fake narrative they wanted to create about J6. So all kinds of secrets are revealed in this book that, you know, some people who read it are posting online about how this clears up everything that's been happening for the last 10 years for them.
I will tell you, you cannot put the book down. You pick it up, and it's so engaging. This is outstanding. No wonder it won the award, deservedly so, Patrick Byrne. Patrick, we've got about 40 seconds left. What's the big takeaway that you want the readers to get from your book?
We're coming right now we're going through a Chavista revolution. This is the end of the USA, our country, our republic hanging by a thread, and it's now or never. It's now or never, and we're going to be lucky if we make it to this election, but we are facing a dictatorial revolution, and we will lose the United States forever. And your children are crying out to you, your great-great-grandchildren are crying out to you across the ether saying, please get involved right now. This is the last chance. If you don't, we get pulverized. We become a Venezuela.
Exactly. Patrick Byrne, his book, Danger Close, from the former Overstock.com CEO. Patrick, thank you for being with us. Take care.
Take care, sir. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contract. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay. Plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
I'm Phil Hotzenfeller, the pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. I have a new book out with Charisma Publishing. The title, It's Midnight in America. You know the church is asleep and slumbering in the night. We're on the doorstep of the return of Christ. Every day we see more and more signs of His return. But are you ready? My new book, It's Midnight in America, will answer the most pressing questions about biblical prophecy, the last days. The book will help you connect biblical prophecies with current events, diminish fear, find hope, and develop an unshakable faith for the days ahead. The book is available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only-CPR and become a lifesaver today.
have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for the one and only Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com. Had lots of things to talk about. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm on the mend, Bill.
Yeah, well, you're sounding better. That's good.
Yeah. I've been sick all week, but I'm still here. So.
Hey, here it is.
What's
I mean, just
today?
Well, hey, well, first of all, Unsung Hero. Wow, is this making an impact? Huh?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's an incredible movie. Because I've been sick all week, I haven't seen, you know, particular box office reports. So if you've got something in mind, I'd love to hear what you're thinking about.
Well, what I'm hearing is just people are texting me the testimonials, the word of mouth response Unsung Hero. And, you know, to me, I think it's just brilliant that it's come up in such a way to where, right before Mother's Day, because this is, in a way, it's kind of a Mother's Day movie, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, the unsung hero really is the mother in the family, you know, and this is about the Smallbone family, and David and Helen had come over from Australia. They have six kids, another on the way. He's basically at the end of his rope, and it's Mom who really helps hold things together. She's the glue here, and I think it's a remarkable movie. And for those who aren't familiar, the Smallbone family includes Joel and Luke, who are, you know, for the band for King and Country, and then Rebecca St. James, who of course is their older sister. And so you know, things kind of work out for them, but man, for most of the movie you're not sure if they're going to work out. And I think a lot of us live through moments like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's so well done. I mean, for here it is. It's not like, you know, this is what the guys do. They really had to step outside, of their wheelhouse. I mean, you know, doing concerts, music, singing, that's what they do. In fact, somebody approached them and said, hey, you guys need to write a book. And they said, well, you know, we don't do books, and maybe we should do a movie instead. And it's, you know, by comparison with other movie houses that have, you know, multiple millions of dollars available, this is very effective.
Because yeah. The story is so true and so heartfelt. And as somebody once said, that a story, you know, the closer to the heart that it comes, the more compelling the story becomes. And as you pointed out, this is a very vulnerable story yeah. about this family. I mean, it's not like they're, yeah. you know, trying to, you know, hide things or pretty up some things, you know, so it's not so bad. I mean, this is a tough situation that they endured, you know, after the dad, who was very successful. I mean, he's living yeah. large in Australia doing promotions, a promotion that he really rolled the dice on, thought, hey, this is going to really, you know, seal their future, right? Which kind of reminds us of the Bible, you know, of, you know, Jesus talks in the parable about the guy who says, hey, I'm going to really, you know, do really great here. I'm going to build all these silos and I'm going to fill it up and the whole deal. And and Jesus says, well, unfortunately, you know, what do you do when you die tomorrow? So all that you built up, it goes, right? So that story kind of comes to mind. But anyway, so he's bankrupt. He loses everything. I mean, this guy's living large, big house, the kids, everything's all great. And he's bankrupt, and he comes to the United States because I think it was Carmen. Carmen had offered him, you know, a lifeline. And he comes here, and the lifeline isn't there. And so for 2 years, they're mowing lawns, cleaning toilets, I mean, doing anything. Because here, they didn't even have a home. They didn't have a car. But then here it is, each step of the way, how God answered prayer. And where they had no home, they began to have a place to stay. Where they didn't have a car, that happened. But I especially, what really touched me was, the Post-it notes. You're right. Isn't that cool? I love that, you know?
No, and if you haven't seen the movie, there's a scene where basically they need everything. I mean, they have a jar of money, you know, that has like 20 bucks in it. And so they put up these two notes on a wall. One of them says please, which is prayer request. The other one is thank you. Mm-hmm. And I think it's remarkable because I think what I love about it, though, is that it distills down in a very concrete way, what does it mean to trust God?
Yeah.
And frankly, most of us never get to a point where we're maybe necessarily having to trust God literally for the next meal, for the next mm-hmm. bill, for the next thing. You know, there's one point where the wife comes to the husband and says, you know, David, the kids are hungry. We got to do something. And so we see that kind of radical dependence. And the reality is, when everything is sunny and successful, I think it's human nature to drift away from both recognizing God, you know, thanking him, and necessarily asking for his provision, because it seems like, you know what, God, I got this. And even in moments of blessing where it feels like we have this, I think the movie powerfully reminds us of just, you know, what it looks like to trust God. I saw it three times for work. And I'm telling you what, the last time I saw it, though, I was kind of teary-eyed through the last third of the movie. And you mentioned this. We watched David Smallbone hit rock bottom. And he goes into, I think, what I would have to call a depressive sort of season.
Oh, without a doubt.
Can't even get out of bed, you know.
Right. Yeah.
And I think that Christian movies, we sometimes want to sugarcoat things a little bit. I didn't feel like this one pulled any punches at all. Yeah. There's a verbal fight scene between the husband and wife where she just lets him have it. And I'm like, wow, this is pretty gritty, not in the sense of content, but certainly in the sense of depicting the rawness that happens, I think. Probably in any marriage, if you're married long enough, you're gonna have those moments, right?
Right, without a doubt. Yeah, this is, I think this is what makes this movie so relatable, because in any household you would have this a father who is identified by his productivity, and he's lost that. He's lost his identity, and he gets depressed. And, and it kind of reminded me a moment, again, like, you know, Abraham, when Abraham goes to Mount Moriah and he's got his son with him, the son he's waited all his life for. And God says, yeah. Hey, look at, I want you to sacrifice him. And here he is, his heart must have been broken. I mean, you got to know this and trusting in God. I mean, you talk about it being conflicted and he couldn't, but he couldn't see that God had provision for him right there in the thicket until that moment in time when God allowed his eyes to be opened. And it reminded me, Adam, that at times, you know, we need to pray that God would open our eyes to realize and see the provision that's there before us. Because right now, especially in the culture where we are today, I mean, poverty is starting to rise. The impact of this economy that's been going on for 3.5 years is taking its toll. And I keep reminding people, I say, look, don't be discouraged. I mean, first of all, it's not your fault. You didn't do this. You didn't decide to go out and, you know, tell the wife or tell the family, I'm going to go out and aimlessly spend another $1,200 more a month than what we have, and I'm just going to go spend it, you know, however I want. No, the government did that to you, and you're paying that bill every month. I mean, you know, people are paying anywhere from, you know, $1,000 to $1,300, sometimes even more, maybe a little bit less. On average, they say about, you know, $1,100 more per month. And it wasn't like they put a, you know, a pot of chicken or a pot of chicken in your driveway or a Tesla. No, you know, and we're paying for this, and it is causing pain. And I feel for, you know, Americans that are having to endure, but God bless them. I mean, you know, they're seeing God in a whole new way, because when you find yourself in this kind of situation, you realize that, you know, God is there for you. So can you imagine on the other side of all this? I mean, I'm not freaking out. I'm kind of thankful for the situation, because it is going to open our eyes to see God and grow closer to God and realize, like you said, that he is our provider, not Joe Biden, not, you know, Donald Trump. You know, it is God himself.
Yeah, no, that's right. And recently I've been reflecting a little bit, Bill, on the difference between grasping and receiving. And I think that when we get desperate, we tend to lunge at things, you know. And I certainly have done my share of lunging and grasping more than I would like to admit. And
it's a human condition. Go ahead.
Is Lord, help me to be in a place of receiving open-handedly the good things you have to offer, and trusting you to meet my needs across the board. I'm not even just talking financially. Instead of, I got to figure this out on my own, you know, I'm going to go do it right now. I'm going to make it happen. And there's something to be said for hard work, for hustling, for being responsible. I'm not saying that we just passively sit around and wait for, you know, manna to fall from heaven. But there is an extent to which we do trust God, you know? And so there's tension there, but I'm wanting to be more trusting, though.
Well, no, I'm with you, and I think that's a great way to end this segment, is that we would go forth today with hearts and hands wide open to God Almighty to receive what he has planned and purpose. I mean, there's a reason this came up today, Adam, I believe.
Yeah, totally.
And thank you. Thank you for sharing and being open to do that. And receive it, ladies and gentlemen. The God of the universe wants to bless you. Be blessed.
Amen.
Adam Holtz, thank you, my friend. Take care. Have a great weekend.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a